before you drive. Being a safe driver depends on being able to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit to drive. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble and reacting in a timely manner. It is important to have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. If you have a corrective lens restriction in your license, you need to wear glasses or contact lenses while driving. Hearing. Hearing is helpful to safe driving. The sounds of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems can come on so slowly that you do not notice them. These problems should be addressed on a regular basis and, per CRS 424-1411, it is illegal to wear any type of headphones while you are driving because they can interfere with your hearing. Fatigue. When you are tired, you cannot drive as safely as when you are rested. Your reactions and decision-making skills are greatly reduced. Break long driving periods into two-hour segments. If you become drowsy, pull off the road and rest. Health. Many health problems, such as a bad cold, infection, or a virus, can affect your driving. Even little problems such as a stiff neck, cough, or sore leg can affect your driving. Some conditions can be very dangerous, such as epilepsy, diabetes, and heart conditions. Check with your doctor if you think your health condition could affect your driving. Emotions. Emotions can greatly affect safe driving. You may not drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, or angry. Do not give in to road rage. Distractions. A distraction is anything that diverts your attention, even momentarily, from the task of driving. Driving requires your full attention. Before you begin your trip, adjust your seat, mirrors, radio, temperature, and secure any loose objects in the car. Be sure you and everyone else in the vehicle, particularly children, are wearing age-appropriate restraint devices. Do not allow yourself to become distracted by your cell phone, conversations with passengers, noisy children, or rubbernecking. Limit your cell phone use while driving to brief, essential, or emergency calls only. Pull off the road to a safe area for longer cell phone conversations or to control children. Do not attempt to eat or drink, read, smoke, apply makeup, shave, or adjust the music while you are driving. In the time it takes to change radio stations, lives may be changed forever. Vehicle. The vehicle you drive impacts your ability to drive safely. Motorists are responsible to ensure the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A vehicle in poor operating condition is unsafe, costs more to drive, and may prevent you from avoiding an emergency situation, such as a breakdown or collision. Follow your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. A few simple checks will prevent trouble on the road and ensure your vehicle complies with Colorado motor vehicle laws. Braking system. If the brakes do not seem to be working properly, have a mechanic check them immediately. Lights. Make sure turn signals, brake lights, tail lights, and headlights are operating properly. Windshield and wipers. Get your windshield replaced if the glass is damaged, because damaged glass can break easily or obstruct vision. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Make sure they are in good operating condition. If the blades have not been working well, replace them. Keep the windshield clean inside and out, and keep your window washer bottle full. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase your stopping distance, make turning more difficult, can cause hydroplaning at lower speeds when the road is wet, and increase the chance of having a flat tire. Unbalanced wheels and low tire pressure increase tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer and stop. If the vehicle bounces, the steering wheel shakes, or the vehicle pulls to one side, have a mechanic check your tires. Steering system. If the vehicle is hard to turn, have the steering checked by a mechanic. Suspension system. If the vehicle bounces excessively, keeps bouncing after a bump or after you stop, you may need new shocks or other suspension parts. Have a mechanic check it out. Exhaust system. Fumes from a leaky exhaust system can cause death in a very short time. Never run the motor in your garage or sit in the car with the motor running, without opening a window. Most exhaust problems are easily heard. Have them repaired. Engine. A poorly tuned engine may lose power needed for normal driving and emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, pollutes the air, and could die on you when you were on the road, causing problems for you and other traffic. Horn. The horn should be checked for operation periodically. Mirrors. Adjust your rear view mirror and side mirrors before you begin to drive. You should be able to see out the back window with the rear view mirror, and adjust your side mirrors to let you see the lane behind you and most of the lane next to you. Loose objects. Make sure there are no objects on the rear shelf or back seat that could injure someone during a sudden stop or crash. Ensure there are no objects on the floor that could roll under the brake pedal or accelerator and interfere with your safe driving. Head restraints. They should be adjusted so the head restraint touches the back of your head. Basic driving. Starting the engine. How you start your vehicle will depend on its make and model. Check the vehicle owner's manual for how to start the vehicle. No matter your make and model, your right foot should be on the brake before starting the vehicle. Check indicator lights and gauges your vehicle to be sure your vehicle needs maintenance. Moving the vehicle. Check for a safe path and check for traffic to the sides and behind. Signal. And if safe, press the accelerator gently with the ball of your foot on the pedal and the heel of your foot on the floor. Stopping the vehicle. Check your mirrors for traffic to the rear of your vehicle. Move your foot from the accelerator to the brake pedal. With steady pressure, press until your vehicle comes to a stop. Steering. The steering wheel is always turned in the direction you want the vehicle to move, whether moving forward or in reverse. Hand position. You have better vehicle control when you place both hands on the outside of the steering wheel, on opposite sides, at the 3 and 9 o'clock positions or the 4 and 8 o'clock positions. Your grip on the steering wheel should be firm but gentle. Use your fingers instead of the palms of your hands and keep your thumbs up along the face of the steering wheel. Never grip the inside of the steering wheel when turning it. Backing up. To safely back up your vehicle, you should check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children and small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your foot on the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel at the 12 o'clock position with your left hand. Place your right arm on the back of the seat and look directly over your shoulder through the rear window. Use your mirrors for backing up, but keep in mind these mirrors do not show the area immediately behind your vehicle. If you have a rear view camera, use it in addition to checking over your shoulder and using your mirrors. Accelerate gently, smoothly and slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while backing up. Steer slightly in the direction the rear of the vehicle should move. If backing up while turning, make quick checks to the front and sides. Continue looking to the rear until coming to a complete stop. Traffic controls. Traffic controls include traffic signals, traffic signs, and pavement markings. Traffic control also can be provided by law enforcement, highway personnel, or school crossing guards. You must obey directions from these persons. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where to stop and go. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and are, from top to bottom, red, yellow, and green. There are intersections and other locations where there are single green, yellow, or red lights. If the traffic signal is not operating or is malfunctioning, treat the intersection as a four-way stop, CRS 424-612-1. Steady red light. Stop until a green light appears. After stopping and yielding to pedestrians and other traffic, and if not prohibited by a traffic sign, you may turn right while the light is red. Also, you may turn left on a red light if you are turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street, unless prohibited by a sign. Steady yellow light. A red light is about to appear. Stop unless you are already in the intersection. Steady green light. You may proceed straight through or turn right or left unless a sign prohibits such turns. However, you must yield to any vehicle or pedestrian within the intersection or adjacent crosswalk. Red arrow. A lighted red arrow means you must stop and may not proceed in the direction indicated by the arrow. Green arrow. A lighted green arrow, by itself or along with a red, green or yellow light, means you may make the turn indicated by the arrow. If the green arrow goes off, but the circular green is on, you may still turn after yielding to through vehicles, unless prohibited by a sign or red arrow. Yellow arrow. A lighted red arrow is about to appear. Stop if you are not already in the intersection. Flashing yellow arrow. A flashing yellow arrow indicates the driver turning left should proceed with caution and must yield to oncoming traffic. The signal will then switch to solid yellow, telling the driver the light is about to turn red and to not enter the intersection if they can stop safely. Finally, the signal will turn red, indicating the driver must stop. Flashing red light. A flashing red light means the same as a stop sign. Stop. Then proceed only after yielding to pedestrians and other traffic. Flashing yellow light. A flashing yellow light is a warning of a hazard. Slow down and proceed with caution. HAWK signals. High intensity activated crosswalk, HAWK, signals are for pedestrian crossings. When the signal is black, you may proceed cautiously. When a pedestrian activates the signal, it will flash yellow, which means you must slow down and be ready to stop. The light will then turn solid yellow to tell the driver to stop if possible. Then the signal will turn to a solid red, indicating the driver must stop. Finally, the signal will flash red, telling you to stop and yield to pedestrians. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, and your current location. They can also give directions and help you to locate services. The shapes and colors of these signs indicates the type of information they provide. Regulatory signs. These signs tell you of laws and regulations that apply at a location. They are black or red on a white background. Failure to obey these signs is a traffic violation. Speed limit signs. These signs indicate the maximum or minimum safe speed that is allowed. The maximum limits are for ideal conditions and you must reduce your speed when conditions require it. Stop signs. This sign means you must come to a complete stop. Stop at the marked stop line or, if none, at the point just before the intersecting street. If there is a crosswalk, you must come to a complete stop before entering it. You may proceed only after yielding to all pedestrians and vehicles. Yield signs. This sign indicates you must slow or stop to yield to all pedestrians and any vehicle with right of way. Do not enter, wrong way signs. These signs warn and redirect drivers who are heading the wrong way on streets or freeway ramps. Do not proceed past one of these signs. One way signs. Travel only in the direction indicated by the sign's arrow. Lane control signs. These signs give direction and information about where you can turn and often use an arrow symbol. The signs are along the side of the road or are hanging over the road. Sometimes arrows may be painted on the road. Prohibited signs. These signs indicate you cannot do something, for example, no U-turn or no left turn. Warning signs. These signs are yellow or fluorescent green with black symbols and most are diamond-shaped. They may warn you to slow down or be prepared to stop, or may warn you of upcoming intersections, curves, slippery surfaces, merging traffic, etc. For instance, a merging traffic sign warns of vehicles entering from a side street. Advisory speed signs. These cautionary signs show the safe speed around curves, corners, and off-ramps. Railroad crossings. These signs show information about railroad crossings and can be a variety of shapes. Never try to beat a train across the tracks. Never start to cross the tracks until there is enough room for your vehicle to clear the tracks on the other side. Do not shift gears when crossing the railroad tracks in case your vehicle stalls. Railroad Emergency Notification System, ENS. These blue signs are at every highway rail grade crossing and provide the public with a telephone number to report problems or emergencies at these railroad locations. Directly below the dispatch number on the ENS sign is a Department of Transportation number that identifies the exact location of the crossing in question. Work zone signs. These signs have an orange background with black letters or symbols. They are used with other traffic control devices or flag persons to help direct traffic safely through work areas and to protect highway workers. Guide signs. These signs have a green background and/or provide directional and mileage information to specific destinations. Service, recreation signs. These signs have blue backgrounds and provide directions to service facilities. Signs with brown backgrounds indicate recreational, historic, or cultural areas. Route signs and markers. The shape of the sign indicates the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, or county highway. Slow-moving vehicle. A reflective orange triangle on the rear of a vehicle means it is designed to travel at speeds slower than 25 miles per hour. Disabled parking signs. These signs mark special parking areas for only those vehicles displaying a disabled parking permit. Disabled parking indicators may also appear on the pavement in designated parking spaces. Crosshatched sections are for van access only and parking is not allowed at any time. In order to park in a disabled parking space, the person who owns the disabled placard must be entering or exiting the vehicle. If you park illegally in a designated disabled parking spot without a placard or plate, you could be charged with a misdemeanor, and if convicted, subject to a $350 to $5,000 fine, possible jail time, loss of driving privileges and/or your car being impounded. If you park in one of these spaces with someone else's placard or plate, you will be subject to jail time, loss of driving privileges and towing as well as fines double those listed above. Pavement markings. Lines and symbols on the roadway divide lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, indicate which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and mark where you must stop for traffic signals or signs. Yellow lines. Separate traffic moving in opposite directions. Broken yellow line. Passing is permitted. Solid yellow lines. No passing is permitted. Double solid yellow lines. Neither side can pass. Solid and broken yellow lines. You may not pass if the solid yellow line is in your side. If the broken yellow line is in your side, you may pass if it is safe to do so. You may cross a solid yellow line for a left turn into an alley, private road or driveway when such movement can be made safely. White lines. Separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Broken white line. You may change lanes if it is safe. Solid white line. Requires you to stay within the lane and also marks the shoulder of the roadway. Crosswalks. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians are to cross the roadway. They exist whether the lines are marked or not. You must stop behind the crosswalk to allow any pedestrians to cross, whenever you approach any vehicle from the rear that is stopped at a crosswalk. Lane controls. As a general rule, you must drive your vehicle on the right half of the road. Use only one lane, do not straddle lanes. On roads without marked lanes, drive just to the right of the center of the road. On roadways without designated bicycle lanes, bicycles are generally required to stay to the far right side of the right lane. They may use the entire lane to pass another vehicle, avoid objects in the road, and turn left. Restricted lane. One or more lanes may be restricted for special use. Restricted lanes are marked by signs or pavement markings stating that the lane is restricted for special use. There will be a white diamond painted on the road within the lane, and/or a sign posted at the side of the road which specifies its use. Examples are transit, bus or bicycle lanes. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lane. These lanes are identified by a white diamond painted on the roadway. Signs will identify the types of vehicles and the number of occupants required per vehicle to use the lane. Shared center turn lane. These center lanes are reserved for turning and are used by vehicles traveling in both directions. You may turn into or from the road using this lane. You may stop in this lane until it is safe to complete the turn. When a street has a shared center turn lane, you may not turn left from any other lane. You are not allowed to use this lane to pass another vehicle. Unmarked lane. When there are no signs or pavement markings to control the use of lanes, drive just to the right of the center of the road. Do not drive on the shoulder of the road. The same rules for passing and turning on marked roads apply with unmarked roads. Rotary island, roundabout lane. Yield to traffic already inside the rotary island. Drive to the right and watch for directional signs and signals. You must signal before exiting the roundabout. Reversible lane. Some travel lanes are designed to carry traffic in one direction at certain times and in the opposite direction at other times. These lanes are separated by a barrier or marked by double broken yellow lines. There may be signs posted by the side of the road or overhead. Sometimes special lights are used. Diverging diamond interchange, DDI, a diverging diamond interchange crosses traffic to the opposite side of the road across an interchange so vehicles have uninterrupted movements onto the freeway ramps. Left turn movements, which are a typical challenge with standard four-way interchanges, are eliminated with ADDI, which allows for fewer conflicts with other vehicles.